Gradually, some clouds mix with sunshine tomorrow. Won't be as windy a day. Stays cool, though. A chilly night. In the morning tomorrow, 40 to 50. Followed by an afternoon with some clouds to partly sunny skies tomorrow. It's a sunny day. Beautiful afternoon into the upper 60s. Real nice Thursday, too, but a bit milder. More humid, too, by then. Middle 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. What did Jesus say? The Seven Messages for the Master is a one-of-a-kind book. Not written, but composed using only the words from Jesus as he spoke to those who loved and followed him. It contains over 500 Bible verses spoken directly by Jesus, without the added interpretations, commentaries, or opinions. Beautiful, stunning, full-color illustrations, organized by subject by author Terry Christian. Offers special pricing available now at WDJS.world. WDJS.world.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to the Monday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. We're back from the weekend. I hope everybody had a fantastic one. Rude, how was your weekend?
It was good, buddy. Just watched some basketball. And I was really impressed with the way hometown Mizzou played over the weekend. I didn't think they were going to be able to beat Tennessee. And they got that done, and they hung with Alabama for a good portion of the game, and then fell to Alabama. But there was some pretty good basketball to be seen over this past weekend.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch a whole lot of it because of the Irish Channel Parade was on Saturday, so I went and did that, which was fun. I did watch some basketball Friday night, and I was watching a little bit here and there on Sunday, and it was all good. And we'll talk about it more in depth in a little bit, but you know, the college brackets are all out, so everybody needs to fill one of those out, right?
Yeah.
I did see something earlier though. I didn't realize this, but I was seeing that apparently they're, I guess Vegas is counting on one out of every four male adults will be
gambling on the NCAA men's tournament.
I wouldn't doubt it, man. It might be a better percentage than that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So you didn't get to watch any of the Oscars last night?
No, man, I wouldn't have watched that if that was the last thing. If that was my last thing I could have watched before I had to check out, and you know, no thanks, man. I got better things to do.
Well, I was looking at it today, and you know, I know we talk about this a lot with different award shows, and people say, "Oh, well, it's because it's too woke; nobody's watching it." I still don't think that's the case with this either. Like, I just don't. You know, I'm looking at the list for Best Picture. The one that won Everything Everywhere All at Once, I don't know anything about that. The only one that I've seen on the whole list was Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, and I love that movie.
Yeah, it was awesome. The rest of it, Triangle of Sadness, Women Talking, The Fablemans, the Elvis movie, I thought about watching, but then I just didn't. The Banshees of Inisherin, Avatar, The Way of Water, and All Quiet on the Western Front. Never seen any of those. Never even heard of 90% of that.
I'm right there with you, and I've never sat down and watched any of the Avatar movies. I'm just, I don't know. It's not like a racist thing. I'm not into like blue, you know, I'm just not into blue people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't heard of, like you said, 90% of those movies. Heard of the Elvis, didn't really care to see that. But yeah, man, it's, and people throwing around the woke, you know, that's goofy to me, man. I'm just not really buying into it, man. It's,
no,
I don't know.
I don't think I've watched the Oscars since probably the last time I watched the Oscars was when Heath Ledger was up after he had passed away for being the Joker in The Dark Knight. And I watched it up until till he won that award. And then I turned it off because that was the only reason why I even watched. Other than that, I can't even remember the last time that I even attempted to watch anything like that. It's just not for me.
Yeah, and it's not. And, you know, I don't want to turn this into a political thing, but everything's so based on politics now. It's ruining everything. And, you know, especially these multi-million dollar actors that, you know, think they got a voice, you know. I mean, they do, but I don't really care what they have to say.
No, not even a little bit. Yeah, now I will say the one time I did watch, I'm trying to think what that girl's name was. There was a girl you and I went to high school with, and she actually performed at the Oscars.
Yeah, you were telling me about that a few weeks ago. We were talking about it.
Yeah.
Casey Clark?
Yep, Casey Clark. That was it.
Yeah.
Which that was cool, but you know. Other than that, there isn't anything going on that I care about with the Oscars.
Agreed.
So, but other than that, I did watch the A&E biography last night on the WWE superstars, which it was Kane this week. So that was interesting. And then they have another show on after that that's pretty cool called Rivals, and it's documentaries about some of the biggest rivalries in wrestling. So last night was The Rock and Cena. So that was that was good too. But yeah. I felt like that was a better way to spend my time than to watch the Oscars.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was gonna say I forgot to tell you that I haven't really talked to you over the weekend, but I watched some of those A&E shows. And they're pretty damn good, man. I finished up the Macho Man one last night, and there was some stuff there I didn't know about him. I mean, it was interesting. I didn't know I kind of figured, but I didn't know he was, you know, the way he was with Elizabeth. And you know, and I didn't know his brother was the genius. I didn't know he wrestled. I never knew that. And, but yeah, that was really interesting. And then I started the one on Lex Luger last night, and I'm almost done with that. But yeah, I didn't know he was, I mean, hence the narcissist name for when he came to the WWE. But yeah, those are really interesting, man. I want to watch the Goldberg one next, I think. But that Rivals show you were talking about, I'll have to check that out too.
Yeah, it was good. They had they had two of those on. They had the Rock and Cena, and then Mick Foley and Triple H. So that was good too. Next weekend they're going to have two biographies on, one on Jerry Lawler, and which it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, that guy's been in wrestling for 50 years, and they're like, normally those are 2 hours on a person, but they're only, that one's only going to be an hour. And I'm like, well, that guy's been in the business for 50 years and you're cutting him down to an hour. There's a lot of stuff to unpack with him. And then the other one is former WWE superstar Paige, which now she is in AEW as under her own name, Saraya. But, she's the one that The Rock did the movie on called Fighting With My Family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who she is. And so that's probably going to be pretty interesting too, especially since she just came back from having what they thought was career ending neck issues, but modern medicine, man. Now she's back in the ring. So,
yeah, I've kind of lit another, you know, kind of fire in me again to get back into that, and it's pretty exciting. And I do know I pre-ordered the PS5 version of the WWE 2K23, and that releases early tonight if you got the more expensive version. I don't know what it's called, but that's the one I ended up getting, where you get the season pass, and that releases tonight. And there's a pretty good roster on there. A lot of people that aren't, like you said, how they switched.
Mm-hmm.
But the only two people that I noted that weren't on there that I wish, and that were legends, superstars, were hopefully they'll be added with a DLC, but is the Ravishing Rick Rude and Mr. Perfect. I would have liked to seen those guys on there, but hopefully they can. I don't think there shouldn't be anything restraining them from being able to be on that game, but
No, shouldn't be. So yeah, they might add those later on.
But it's a fun game, man. I've put a lot of hours into that.
Yep. It looks good too. It looks really good. So, all right, well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Pels had a weekend, and we'll talk some more NCAA men's basketball, and a lot of stuff going on in the NFL to get to as well. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Never said I was innocent. I won't burn it out for the things I've done to you. Never said I was anything good. I should die from the shame for what I put you through. Let me be the one to bring us back.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock. Here on WGSO, or see what I had to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Pelicans, two games over the weekend. Unfortunately, they lost Saturday night, but yesterday they took on the Trailblazers at home again. They're in the middle of a four-game homestand, and they did win that one, 127-110. And although the Blazers didn't have Damian Lillard playing because they played the night before, also, so big game though from Trey Murphy. 41 points, which I believe is a career high for him. CJ McCollum with 22 points and starting to get a little healthier. Larry Nance Jr. was back in the lineup as well as Valanciunas. So that's all good news, man. They got to get it going. They're 33-35 and let's see, that would put them at what? They've got 14 games left then.
Yeah. Yeah. Murphy, he shot the lights out, man. What do you have, like, I don't know how many threes he had, I'd have to check, but
nine,
it was unbelievable. Yeah. And I had a parlay that I would have hit if pulling it up here. I know I had old Dame mm-hmm. on it, but they voided him out because I made it before, I guess they decided mm-hmm. you're not gonna play. But yeah, I had a five pick with Washington and Philly, got all that. And I had mm-hmm. a 10 pick with the Blazers and Pels and got all of them correct except the ones that were voided. And then the one I lost on was Oklahoma and the Spurs and Devin Vassell. He needed two assists, and it looks I didn't check, but I apparently he didn't get two. He maybe had zero or one, one of the two, but that's what ruined it there. But yeah, Pels, they got it done, man.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with 14 games left, realistically, they're going to have to at least win, I would say, man, I think they're probably going to have to win 8 or 9 of them, you know. To, and that's not to say they can't win, you know, make a play-in game, but if they're going to get an actual seed, I think they're going to have to win. Well, they're probably going to have to win 10 of the 14, I would think.
Yeah, that's a shame, too, having to be put against a wall like that here at the end of the season when you still don't have your man in the lineup.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always next year. Nobody wants to hear that, but just got to stay healthy, man. And it's amazing old Steph Curry comes back and, you know, they're, you know, playing like he wasn't even gone.
Mm-hmm.
So
I still haven't seen any updates either on Brandon Ingram. So I know he obviously didn't play last night and he didn't play Saturday night when they played the Thunder, but that's big too, man. At least if they could get him back, I'd feel a lot more comfortable going into a play-in game. But without him, that's going to be really, 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 really tough. But you know, just gotta keep seeing. I know Zion's supposed to get reevaluated next week, so fingers crossed that he's going to be able to play sometime soon. You know, at least if he could get to the playoffs, that, you know, you might, you know, get him healthy and have him for the playoffs, which would be a complete game changer at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be, man. Then you could just load management the hell out of him, man. And you never know. He might be able to make it to the finals if they could go that far.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
That'd be something else. I mean, I think they've got the talent, and especially, you know, and then if you think about next year, which I don't want to have to do right now, but, you know, the way the Lakers are playing, the Lakers are going to end up having to give up their lottery pick to the Pelicans, I have a feeling. And that only helps the Pels, man. You're going to have a very deep young team. And as long as you can keep everybody healthy, it's going to be a pretty bright future, I think.
Yeah, and who knows how longer LeBron's going to stay out west. I mean, his son's getting ready to put his big boy pants on, and he'll be coming into the league. So, you know, he's not going to go to L.A.
No.
So,
yep,
you know, there's that, too.
Absolutely. So, all right, let's get some news, and we'll come back, and we'll talk NCAA a little bit. We got a lot of NFL to get to, and World Baseball Classic kicked off this weekend. So we'll talk about that too. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealing Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of
Gonzales. Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Former president of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, Stephen Wagaspak, is running for governor. Wagaspak says he would like to redesign the foundation of secondary school to shape the future for students to remain in the state after graduating.
The other thing is I really want to recreate high school and turn it into solid pathways for every kid, no matter where they're from. Every kid deserves a clear pathway to prosperity here in Louisiana.
He's the fifth Republican to announce their gubernatorial candidacy. A 28-year-old woman and her two daughters, ages 7 and 8, drowned Sunday on the Gulf Coast in Cameron Parish. Sheriff Ron Johnson says they received a call from campers in the area who saw a 3-year-old boy wandering alone.
All the camps are up on pilots, so they ran down there to see why he was by himself, and he told them his mama went in the water. So that's when they called 911.
The victim's 9-year-old son survived and is listed in stable condition. Johnson says the family was originally from Mississippi and moved to Texas. LRN.
You can depend on a Mueller metal roof.
We were fortunate enough to be able to build a house on family land, and we've really enjoyed being out here.
We couldn't ask for a better place to raise our boys.
Our home builder, I don't believe, had ever had an experience with working with Mueller and had nothing but great things to say about the company, about the process.
Everybody was professional.
If anybody mentions the word metal, we say we know a guy and give them the phone number to Mueller.
Find out more at MuellerINC.com.
I'm Rose Hudson, president of the Louisiana Lottery Corporation. Lottery games are meant to be fun and entertaining. That's why we encourage you to play responsibly. If you or someone you know might have a gambling problem, call the state's Problem Gambling Helpline at 877-770-7867 for a confidential referral to free resources. For tips on playing responsibly, visit LouisianaLottery.com.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
More of the Something to Say radio show. And I'm going to be the first one to admit I have not watched a whole lot of college basketball this year, but this is the time of year to watch college basketball. The brackets are out. And I just printed mine off a little bit ago and don't even know where to start. But you have Houston, Kansas, Purdue, and Alabama is the one seeds in the Midwest, West, East, and South. If you had to pick somebody to win it all, who would you pick at right now?
Man, you're only giving me one pick or two.
All right, you can have two.
I'm either going to go with Alabama or I think Tennessee can make a push. Those are my two picks.
Okay. I mean, I know Purdue's played really well all year long. If I had to pick two, I would probably have to say Alabama or Purdue. I'm looking at these, but then, you know, here's another one, a team like Gonzaga, who it doesn't matter, seem to be, you know, whatever their seed is, they always end up going far in the tournament, and they're the third seed in the West bracket. And let's see who else. And then you got in the Midwest. I don't see any reason why. Well, Houston, and then you have Texas at number two. I don't know. I would probably say one of those two would be my picks to come out of the Midwest. And then Arizona, Alabama, Baylor. I don't see anybody beating Alabama in that bracket. Not to say it can't happen, but it just doesn't look good.
Yeah, there was I don't know if you've seen it on Twitter. I know it blew up on Twitter. There was a guy that had I think it was around a 15-leg parlay, and the odds were astronomical. And it came down to yesterday, or it was the day before. I think it was yesterday or Saturday when it came down to Houston, the number one seed, taking on Memphis. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they had odds to win, you know, mm-hmm. big time. And Memphis, you know, obviously upset them, but it ruined this dude's parlay. I mean, I think it was well around 15 grand at least.
Shoof.
Oh yeah, and it came down to that. I was like, wow, man, you might as well call up the mental institution, man, because yeah, that'd be hard to take.
Oh yeah, man, for sure. I mean, I was just I didn't even place the bet, but I was just messing around with it the other day, and I had it at like an 8 or 9 leg, and it was pretty conservative, and it was over $2,000 payout.
Well, yeah, you seen that one that I sent you the other day. I mean, granted, I ended up missing like two or three at the most on it, but it was a $10 bet that would have paid out $8,000. That's mm-hmm. what we were talking about. I was going to come catch a red eye and come down and visit you over the weekend if it would have hit. But, yeah, I ended up missing just a few on that one, but it started out well. I was like 6 for 6 or 7 for 7, but yeah, that's one thing I like about DraftKings over FanDuel is you can hit those multipliers, mm-hmm. and it could really turn your change in your pocket to something pretty big, man. And FanDuel doesn't do that a lot.
No, and they were given boosts for college basketball, but I don't like how they were doing it. They weren't allowing you to do it. You could do it on a single game, but you couldn't do it on a parlay.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But yeah. So it's gonna be fun this weekend. I think I'm gonna have to dip my toes in the water Thursday for sure. So I think that's the safest day you could probably say, you know, Thursday and Friday being the safest days, you could probably put your bets down and hit on something.
Yeah. I haven't had luck all year, and then the other day, I didn't say anything to anybody because I didn't want to jinx myself, but I hit around two of them and it was right around $900 for total. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a bad gig, man. And mm-hmm. I put some of it right into savings so I wouldn't blow it again.
Moving on to the NFL. A lot of stuff going on with that. Actually, I just saw that David former Saints defensive tackle and a very good defensive tackle, David Onyemata, has moved on and signed with the Jets. And I think the biggest news, though, is I've been waiting to talk with this about this with you since it happened. Saturday or Friday, I guess Friday, the Bears trading the number one pick off to the Panthers. And I mean, truthfully, I can't believe the Panthers gave that much up
for exactly that number one pick. I mean, I'm not a Bears fan, but dude, kudos to the person that made that deal, because they got some capital, man. They're set up, you know.
Yeah, they and not only did the Panthers trade their number one pick, which was the number nine pick, and then they traded their second round pick. They traded a first from next year. Let's see, I pull it all up so I can say for sure what it was. Yeah, they got the Bears got the number nine pick this year, the number 61st pick overall. The Panthers, first round pick for next year, their second round pick from next year, and the Panthers' best wide receiver. What?
Yeah, I know. It's something else, man. Like I said, there should be no reason why Chicago, if not this year, within, you know, the next few years, just being able to show up and take mm-hmm. care of that division, man. Unless Minnesota can get a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what quarterback they wouldn't be getting, because apparently he has just signed a 3-year deal with the Raiders, and that's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Hmm. Jimmy G in Vegas. Go figure, man. Lights, yep. Camera, action.
He's being reunited with McDaniels, and I don't know. I guess he's a safe quarterback. You know, he's not one that's going to, he's not going to light it up, but he's not going to hurt you either. He's going to manage the game for you, you know. So, but the thing is, with Vegas, you better put together a defense. If with him not having a good defense, I don't know how well this works.
Yeah, and you're going to need. I mean, you were right. You're dead on about him. He's not going to kill it. He's not going to ruin it either. Mm-mm. But I mean, with that running game, that's. That's a safe way to go at that position. I mean, you just, you know, block for your running back, play good defense. Mm-hmm. You should be in 90% of your games if you can accomplish that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know until they get that defense straightened out. And I'm, you know, that I think, well, over the weekend too, that, you know, Derek Carr had his press conference with the Saints, and I'm reading on social media, and people, there was quite a few people, not everybody, but there was quite a few people that was poo-pooing the whole deal. And, you know, this isn't any better than what we've got. I disagree with
that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You know, the point I made, because I couldn't take it anymore, so I had to say something. But, you know, my point of it is, you guys, the guy played for a dysfunctional franchise with no defense for 9 years, and you never heard him complain. You never heard him bitch, piss, moan, nothing. You know, it's I just wait and see, you know.
Well, I'm going to go a little further than you, man. I think it's going to be a major upgrade. And these people that are pissing and moaning, are they going to be doing that next year when he's taking shots downfield to the stud wide receiving corps that you guys have?
Right.
That's, you know, right. No, I don't think they are going to be complaining. They're going to be standing up, high-fiving one another.
Yeah. You know, and that's the truth. And people have a very short memory also, because as much as we all love Drew Brees, when he came to the Saints, it wasn't like he was lighting the world up. You know, he'd been released from the Chargers, and I don't think it was a very sexy pick at the time. You know, it was like, well, we'll see.
Right.
You know, was he good? Yeah, of course he was good with the Chargers, but he was probably just about as good as what Derek Carr was with the Raiders.
Yep. I think you guys are in for a treat, man. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, so stay tuned.
I agree. And also, he did talk about in his press conference, I don't know if you saw any of that, but he called Drew Brees, and Drew Brees had a long talk with him about, you know, what it's like to be in the organization and be a part of the city of New Orleans, and you know, did a really good job recruiting him. And he also said that when he came to town to visit with his family, and he said just the love that he's been shown from everybody in town, everywhere they go. He said that it just, you know, that this is where he wants to be. So I think it's going to be a good fit, and I'm excited about it, man.
Good for him. Just check your mail today, buddy. Check your mail today.
All right. All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about the World Baseball Classic that's going on, and then we'll get on out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live every Saturday morning for another great season of In the Paint, talking NBA and college basketball on WGSO Radio 990 AM.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Did you get to watch? I know you watched a lot of basketball over the weekend. Did you watch any of the World Baseball Classic?
No, I just followed it on, SportsCenter app and Twitter. That's about all I did with that. Looked pretty exciting, though, man. I mean, it's a lot of these teams, you know, it's a playoff atmosphere.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah. I saw the highlights from last night from Team USA. I forgot to put it on last night, but, it did look like a playoff atmosphere. And I'm like, where are they? Are they in Mexico? But they were in Phoenix. And but that's good, though. You know, I'm glad it has that kind of excitement to it. And Team USA is now 1-1 after beating Great Britain on Saturday night behind a good outing from our boy Adam Wainwright, which was, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give him his due, but I don't know. I just, it's good. We'll leave it at that. It's a good yeah. It's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. And course, though, last night they dropped 11. They lost to Mexico 11-5, and tonight they take on Team Canada with former St. Louis Cardinal Lance Lynn pitching for the U.S. And I don't know who the guy is pitching for Canada. His last name is Brat. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't either. I know Tyler O'Neill put in a pretty good game the other day for Team Canada. It was 4-for-4, I think. So
that's promising.
Yeah, he needs to wake up and smell the coffee.
Well, and today Korea, they woke up and they smelt the coffee, because they beat Team China 22-2, and they implemented the mercy rule after 5 innings.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. I wonder how Team China, wonder how the whole country is going to fare there. I'm sure hopefully nobody doesn't lose their job. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's no kidding. And then right now the Dominican Republic is up on Nicaragua 6-0 in the bottom of the 7th. But overall, I think it's a success, man. I think it gets better and better every time. Like, what was it? 2006, I believe, was the first one, and it was okay. You know, at that point, I think with it being new and its inception, I don't think we really knew what to expect out of it, and I don't think anybody expected a whole lot out of it, to be honest with you. But it seems, though, that it keeps growing every time that it's done, and it gets better and better. And I'm excited about it. I like that people are getting into it, and there's pride involved in it, which is huge.
Yeah, it is huge. I'm still on the fence about when it's played, though. I don't know if I like it before the season starts or if it could like start in the middle of November. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the pros or cons with that, but it worries me on some of these players, you know, if, mm-hmm. you know, you get hurt doing anything on obviously, yeah. but it just, you know, it raises my eyebrows a little bit.
I think ideally the only time you could really do it and get the participation that you wanted, unfortunately, is about this time of year. Because you got to think if you did it in November, you're going to have guys that are already, they're on their vacations. They're not going to want to deal with it. Where in this point, which would they rather do, play in this or play in spring, meaningless spring training games?
So, yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
So the thing that worries me, it's not the batters, it's the pitchers. I think they've got to be really cognizant of how they're using these guys, because that's the last thing you want to do is get somebody with come out of this with shoulder problems, elbow problems. And I'm not saying it's for nothing, because it's certainly not playing for your country is a tremendous honor. Mm-hmm. But with the amount of money that's being invested, especially these pitchers that are getting $250, $300 million a year, I don't know. And I don't know what the answer is, because I don't think it's hitting off of a pitching machine either. But,
right.
I hate to be this way, but, you know, maybe it's use college pitchers. But you're going to have scores that are going to be 30 to 20.
Yeah, it would.
I don't know. I don't seem like there's a right answer for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you. I understand that now. I mean, it was just, you just don't want to see somebody get hurt. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's just, it's tough, because if you don't use the major league players, the interest isn't going to be there like it is now. Mm-hmm. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, really, with it. And, I don't know if you did it in the middle of the season, how hockey will stop for a couple of weeks when there's mm-hmm. when the Olympics are going on, you know, maybe that might be something to look into. But, at that point, then you're looking at extending the regular season of baseball. So I don't know. Seems like whatever it is, somebody's going to be upset about it.
Right.
So I don't know, but it'll be interesting. I'm going to make sure that I watch tonight, because I want to see. It's a little surprising Freddie Freeman's on Team Canada, but I didn't realize he was Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple players that kind of shocked me when it showed the team they're playing for, like Lars Nootbaar. I had no idea he was of Japanese descent, you know, mm-hmm. but he's supposedly doing pretty good in their leadoff slot for Team Japan.
I think he's hitting over 400. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it all, you know, I think that part of it is great, because these guys are going to be sharp whenever the season starts, because they're playing meaningful games. Mm-hmm. Pitchers, I worry what it's going to be like in August. So
right. Dead, a lot of dead arms.
Yeah. And, you know, 41 year old Adam Wainwright, hopefully he holds up for his last season. So. All right, man. Well, that's all the time we got. So let's get on out of here. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, we'll just play Gloria. More Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S radio show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit, volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement